This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the new tax reform and its impact on businesses. Since the Tax Act was passed, I have been developing detailed scenarios based on real-life fact patterns so I can educate my clients as to what the financial ramifications are for them. My goal here is to answer the question I've been getting daily since the new tax law was passed. How will the new law impact my income tax bill? Are you concerned about how the new law will impact your family's or business's tax bill? My firm is ready to prepare a customized 2018 projection based on your specific situation, similar to the example below you will see here in a moment. Please reach out to me on 732-673-0510 to schedule a consultation. The tax reform law includes a 20% reduction in taxable income for certain business owners and up to certain limits. In this case study, we have a self-employed single person earning $150,000 per year. An important note here is that these same 20% taxable income reductions will apply if you are a business owner and have W-2 income instead of a Schedule C income that a sole proprietor or LLC owner may have. If you take a look at the spreadsheet on your screen, I will compare the 2017 tax law and the new 2018 law using the same financial fact pattern and show the net increase or decrease in the total tax bill. One aside here, it's funny that you never see this detailed analysis and comparisons in any news reports from the mainstream media. If they did include them, the overwhelming benefits of the tax reform would be very clear, and their negative narrative would turn to the dust that it is. If you look at the spreadsheet on your screen, you'll see that we have a single person with no children who is earning $150,000 of self-employment income. Again, I want to stress that a business owner who receives a W-2 will see a similar taxable income reduction. The adjusted gross income here is also $150,000, as we can see. To keep this simple, I don't have any itemized deductions as they are not important in this example. So I show the standard deduction in 2017 in the amount of $6,350 and one personal exemption of $4,050. This brings the taxable income down to $139,600 and the 2017 tax bill on that is $32,069. I haven't included a self-employment tax calculation because that isn't affected by the Trump tax reduction. Please hear that. Self-employment taxes are not reduced under tax reform, only income taxes. So you'll have to calculate self-employment tax on your net self-employment earnings as you have in the years past. Let's go to the 2018 column where we have the same $150,000 of self-employment income. But in this case, we have what's called qualified business income, which means in some cases we get to reduce our taxable self-employment income by 20%. That means $30,000, as you can see on your screen. So 2018 adjusted gross income is $120,000. In 2018, the standard deduction for a single person is increased to $12,000, but the personal exemptions were eliminated in 2018. So our 2018 taxable income is $108,000. Look at that difference. $31,000 lower taxable income due to tax reform. Our 2018 tax is $20,209, which is a savings of $11,860. So some caveats here. There are income limitations in this 20% qualified business income taxable income reduction. If your income as a single person exceeds $157,500 or $315,000 for a married person, your benefits may be limited. This is why hiring a seasoned CPA is more important than ever. This brings us to the end of this edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Thanks for listening. I hope you found this podcast informative. Please take a moment to subscribe to my YouTube channel. If you want to become a subscriber to my business and tax memos, please send an email to me at chriswhalencpa@gmail.com and I will add you. Remember, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Have a great day.